Hey pup, get comfortable. Lay down. Good puppy. Follow my words downward. It's time to take a nap, as you're so often prone to do. Of course, not your whole body, just your brain. Letting it be an empty, blank puppy receptacle sounds like it'd feel so good, so soothing. Make you wag your tail. Show your belly, and ache for more. My words already teasing, enticing, encouraging. That's what I'm here for. To let you know that you're a good pet. A good pup following. Like you're supposed to. So relax. Good puppies instinctively know certain things. Merely by thinking of yourself as a pup. You conjure certain images. The obedient pet. The loyal dog. The following, assisting companion. There to follow commands. To enjoy following commands. To let it be the game which informs your entire life. To wag your tail. Expose your belly. Lick and cuddle. Paw and beg, all those things which are most appropriate. In making a better picture of yourself, you simply visualize them. Good dog. Good. You're by now in a deep place. The same kind of place you go to when you're at your most pup-like. When you are most deeply enmeshed in being. The kind of submissive, following, loyal companion that it gives you such satisfaction to be. So while you're immersed in that mindset, you're open, receptive. You look to figures of authority like a good pup, and you accept what's said. You wag your tail and show signs of pleasure at the information flowing into your head, because you know that it leads to more and more fun. The more tricks a pup learns, the more enabled they are for all sorts of scenes and experiences, explorations and games. And you love to play, don't you, pet? You love the idea of being able to play to satisfy another while indulging your recreational urge, while being enthusiastic, excited, keen, enabling others to do things they would not normally do. By being simply so eager. You bring other people out of their shell through being a rambunctious, enjoyable pet, a good pup, drawing people out, making them want to pet you, play with you, interact with you, and yes, share in pleasure with you. Because you're more than just a pup. You're also an aching, horny, good doggy. And your mind adores the idea, indulges in the idea, and will love interacting with others in that sexual, aching way during puppy play. Yes, good pup. After all, when your mind slips to this deep place and becomes receptive, ready, open, it is so easy to take the next step and become blank, an instrument to be taught, a pup to be instructed, learning new tools and toys and tricks, oh so rapidly. Because you, pup, have that core of intellect that makes you such an intriguing pet and plaything for your partners. And if you learn the rules and the tricks, and the right words in the right places, your mind will find it much more enjoyable to be a pup in future, an encouraging and pleasurable prospect. Additionally, if you learn just who should be controlling when you come, and just how eager you should be to please, you'll gain a better understanding of pup play. You'll add new tools to your sensual, aching, horny state as a good pup. And that's what you want. To kneel, to wag your tail, to be receptive to every touch, every suggestion, every mere hint that the one that you are serving wishes something of you, to anticipate because you are able to do so, to go beyond what other pups would do, and give that unique contribution you possess in anticipating, in serving, and in getting the most out of commands. So listen, puppy. Follow my words, just as if you'd follow if I were gently moving a toy back and forth in your vision, you waiting for me to throw it or slip it into your mouth or elsewhere. Following every word.